going to shift gears and shift parts of the country again. We don't think of the Mid-South as being a traditional corn-producing area, but with the cotton prices dropping to 50 cents, our cotton acres went from 1.2 million acres down to 300,000 acres, and our corn acreage went from 340,000 up to 910,000. So we are becoming a corn-producing area, at least in the Mid-South. I do want to acknowledge the Mississippi Corn Promotion Board, who is a sponsor of this research project. My general audience is farmers, so I will be speaking today with respect to non-SI units. Farmer doesn't understand SI units and doesn't want to try to think in that term. So I will be talking. I do have a few slides here just to give you an idea of those. If you think constantly in the metric system, we do have the potential in our area for 300 bushel corn. Now, a lot of people don't think about that. We have hit 280 bushel on farm on a consistent basis if the rainfall and irrigation is sufficient. But what I'm going to be talking about today is the work that we've got underway looking at twin row production systems. We are on a bedded system, either in 38 or 40 inch rows, because we have the need to be able to get water on the field and water off the field. We're in a 53 inch rainfall area where irrigation is key for consistent. A lot of you think, basically just from what you just heard about the dry land areas, where 10 inches of rainfall, we're in a 53-inch rainfall where irrigation is key. Doesn't make a lot of sense, but our thing is distribution. One of the areas that we've chosen to look at is seeding rates and nitrogen management for corn. I came out of the Midwest from Illinois to Mississippi 30 years ago. I had seen the crop grow before, so I became the resident corn expert. I came to Mississippi to work on rice and cotton, but I had experience in corn, so now I'm the corn person also. But we also wanted to look at the effects of plant population, because we felt like this was a way to increase yields, especially in the twin row system, because you're simulating a 30-inch row, because you have 30-inch rows and you also have 80-inch rows side by side. So think about that. I'm not going to talk much about the economics. We mentioned that very briefly. But just to give you an idea of what we're looking at here, I'm going to be talking about 4 years' worth of data. The first 2 years, 2007 and 2008, we were looking at nitrogen rates of 180 up to 260 pounds of N. In our area, we'd be looking at a recommendation of 1.3 pounds of N per pound of potential yield. And if you're talking about 200 bushel corn, you're talking about 260 pounds of nitrogen. Most of our farmers don't need quite that much nitrogen. When I came, the recommendation was up to 1.7 pounds of N, and nobody wanted to do that. As nitrogen costs went up to 50 to 75 cents a pound, that became even more intolerable for the farmers. We are looking at seeding rates from 25,000 up to 40,000 plants per acre. When I came to Mississippi, we were all dry land at about 14,000 to 15,000 plants per acre. So we've come a long way in those situations. The first 2 years of the study, we're looking at a decal variety. This research was being conducted at the same time we were running a lot of twin row work on farm. So I'm trying to look at the comparison of single row versus twin row, where on farm we're looking strictly at twin row production systems. Just to give you an idea, we're using a monosim twin row planter to plant the twin rows using a John Deere single row planter. We calibrate the John Deere planter. Monosim, we basically are using a gear system. The first 2 years we were borrowing that planter, so we didn't have a lot of time to do calibration work, so we do stand counts. We're putting the nitrogen out as a split application at or before planting, and then with follow application at the V4 to V5 range. Sometimes a little bit earlier, depends when the farmer says we can come by, so we do. Working with producers makes it a little more difficult. Looking at the 2007 data, I've chosen to show you both information for single row and twin rows separately. 2007 is the first time this field has ever been in corn. It's on the experiment station for sandy loam soil field. From the time we put the beds up until we irrigated this crop, it had no rainfall. So there was no time for the beds to be packed down. The beds were extremely soft. So getting a uniform stand, although we were quite fortunate, was really questionable at the beginning. One thing we did run into was a problem with lodging. And that's always a problem when you start looking at higher plant populations. So this shows you the information for 2017, or single rows. As we increase plant population, you don't see much change in yields. Whereas with twin rows, as we increase the plant population, you do see that we had some of our highest yields here from 30 to 35,000 plants per acre. Now, normally, what we would be seeding in this area is in the neighborhood of about 28,000 up to 30,000 plants per acre irrigated. If we're a non-irrigated situation, we're usually down in the neighborhood of 25 to 28,000 plants per acre, depending on whether you're on a silt loam or sandy loam soils. Silt loam soils having higher available water. Just to give you an idea of what we dealt with this first year, this is single row. As we increase plant populations up to 40,000, we're looking at lodging in excess of 40%. Now, we were able to go through the field. We used a commercial harvester. It was commercial in that it was 50 years ago. It's a Gleaner K2 combine. But we are able to go into these fields, especially on single row. We're on beds, so we've got a little bit of a raise in there that we can get the nose cones of the planter, of the harvester under and pick the rows up. We have to take off two rows at a time. We take off one combine, takes off the two border rows. The next combine comes through and harvests the plots. When you go to twin rows, where you've got those two rows spread farther apart, it's much more difficult to be able to pick those rows up. But we did see at least some lodging, and I think one of the things that you saw here at the higher plant population, I think this is more relative to the fact that we couldn't pick up the down corn in that situation than it was from the fact that the yields weren't down. These plants went down fairly early. This is a comparison of single versus twin rows. The blue bars are single row planting systems, the red bars. I have included the plant populations. These are final stand plant populations. We were shooting for 25,000. We ended up with a little bit higher than that. As you notice here with the twin row system, one of the things we ran into with the monosem planter, we've been doing a lot of work dealing with this with planter calibration. Based on the books, because when you go on farm, you don't always have a lot of time to set there. And with a monosem especially, this is a 12-row planter. It's a 8-row, which is 16 units when we started this study on farm. So we go by planter book calibrations. Well, some of these companies, they've got some stand adjustments already built into the calibration. So you'll notice that we ended up with a final stand of actually 44,000 plants per acre when we were only planting what we thought was 40. But 2008, in the same area, we rotated behind soybeans. Again, there's response to nitrogen. In most of these cases, at the higher plant population for single rows, we didn't see a response to the highest end rate. But notice with twin rows, we saw a pretty consistent increase in yield. And what we were seeing on farm at the same time is that we were consistently seeing significant responses up to and above 40,000 plants per acre on farm. The particular farmer I'm working with has won the National Corn Grower Contest more than once in Mississippi. Most of the time we're harvesting my research plots for his yield test, but they are large, 0.35 to half acre plots, so they are large plots on farm. Now these on station are not quite that large. We did not see the variety that we used in 2008 turned out to be a dog. Very low yielding. In fact, the next year you couldn't find that variety. The company was very high on that variety in 2008. In 2009, it just disappeared. So in 2009 and 10, we moved to another field, again following soybeans. We were able to purchase a monosem twin row planter that we have complete control over. We did go to a little bit narrow row spacing. We're on 8-inch spacing between the rows. On farm, we're on 38-inch. On the station, we're on 40-inch rows. So you basically have a 30-inch skip where the tractor wheels run. So, and you see here both of those systems. We did go to a little bit lower end rate. again, this is at a time when nitrogen prices were getting extremely high. So again, we were losing 25,000 to 40,000 plants per acre. We shifted to a Pioneer variety, and we used this same variety for both 2009 and 2010. This is the 2009 data, again, single row versus the twin row pattern. As we increased, and this time we did not see much of an increase at all above 35,000 plants per acre. We did see a response to nitrogen, especially at the lower plant populations as we increased. For example, at 35,000, we didn't see any response to nitrogen right here, but yet 35,000 plants per acre, and this number, the 31,000, is our actual stand, where we went in and did stand counts early in the season. Optimal yields here with about 35,000 plants per acre, and in this case, we could do it with 180 pounds of nitrogen. 2009 was a good year for us. Notice that this is your 200 bushel per acre. We had several situations here where our corn yields were in excess of 200 bushel per acre. Going to the twin row system, you see even higher yields. This is the 220 bushel range right in here. Higher plant populations did not give us any additional yields going with a twin row system, about 35,000 plants per acre. And interestingly enough, Pioneer does a lot of work with their optimum plant populations, and this is in the neighborhood of the plant populations that they recommend. Now, on farm, in previous years, we were seeing responses up to 40,000 plants per acre, and the research on farm now has shifted to looking at varieties and how those varieties respond. We're seeing a lot more corn varieties now that have flex characteristics. We're always used to soybeans and wheat and rice responding to plant stands. Now we're seeing corn starting to have some of those same characteristics. This is average across the row patterns. Our highest yields here with the 35,000, whether it's single or double, but yields in excess of 200 bushel per acre in 2009. 2009 was a real challenge for harvesting. The guys in the central Great Plains area, you know, they have mountains up there that we have hurricanes. So some of these years, hurricanes can come into play. 2010, we had an absolute great harvest season. This is our response to seeding rates and nitrogen rates here, averaged again. Optimum, the highest yields, average 216 bushel per acre with 35,000 plants per acre. And we're basically looking at a final stand of about 35,000 plants per acre. This is just the main effects for those years. Again, our optimum yields were with about 35,000 plants per acre. We did see a fall off. Now, this is averaged across both planting patterns and across application rates. In 2009, no response above 180 pounds of N per acre. This is 2010. This is fresh off the computer. I just calculated this data just the other day, trying to get it. I decided to go ahead and put the 2010 data in here. We did not see as much response as we did in previous years. Again, at the 40,000 plant per acre, very similar, but no increased yields as we increased those seeding rates. Again, the highest yield that we had was with 35,000 plants per acre in this 220 to 260 pound per acre range. But again, no additional increase. We went up to 40,000. Now this year, we've had no loss. Both the last 2 years, when we shifted to this other field, getting a good firm bed ahead of time, lodging has not been a problem. Response to nitrogen, response to seeding rates, again, 35,000. No difference between 30 and 40. Plants are still standing. Nitrogen rate, again, 180. Seems to be optimum, again, following soybeans. We usually use in our area about 30 pound per acre credit for soybeans. So just to summarize, the on-farm research that we've been involved with has shown a significant response to increasing seeding rates, much more practical than increasing in rates. We saw significant response to increasing in rates, but it wasn't economical. Statistically, they're economics, we didn't pay for the nitrogen. the seeding rate effect is seems to be more pronounced because we've got this plant thinking that it's growing at a little bit less population than it actually is. The lodging, at least in 2007, was greater, but I think part of the problem is being able to pick that up. Well-shaped and firm beds are really key to this system, and cultivar selection, I think, is going to be important, and that's where we're headed to now. So I know I tried to cover a lot of information quick, and usually if I'm the moderator, I say I'm the biggest man out here, and they'll knock me off, so I know I'm out of time. If we got time for a question, Matt, I'll be glad to take it. Otherwise, we'll move forward.
We'll short on time.
Okay. I'll do the rant.